This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
उस दिन वो आंटी भी नहीं थी, उस दिन वो बेटा भी उनका नीचे चला गया, उस दिन वो बुड्ढा मुझे ऐसे ऐसे बुला रहा था, मुझे कह रहा था, क्योंकि वो कपड़ा पहने रहते हैं ना, फिर मुझे बोलते मेरी हेल्प करो, मुझे बिस्तर पे लेटा दो, तो मुझे अजीब सा नहीं लगता, मुझे अजीब सा कब लगा, वो धीरे धीरे करके सारे कपड़े उतार लिए उन्होंने अंकल ने।
On a Sunday afternoon, it was post lunch when Rinku had some time off from work. She is a domestic worker.
ये मेरा घर है।
अच्छा।
ना पे चलेंगे, ऊपर चलेंगे?
हाँ, चलेंगे।
इधर नहीं चलेंगे।
As I made way to Rinku's house in Delhi's Taimur Nagar area, the path was strewn with nothing but garbage, stretching as far as the eyes could see.
इससे जाना
है? आजो, ऐसे ही जाना है। छोटा, छोटी जगह, छोटा जुगाड़। अब हम लोग को तो ऐसे ही रहना है ना?
Rinku resides in a two-story house and access to the second floor is limited to an exceptionally narrow spiral-shaped iron staircase. The staircase was so narrow that Rinku looked unsure about inviting me to come upstairs.
ये इसी के अंदर छोटी सी किचन बना दी।
हाँ,
ये हमारा बेडरूम हो गया।
अच्छा,
यहाँ मेरा बेटा सोता है। बस वो अकेले सोता है।
अच्छा, और आप लोग नीचे?
हाँ, हम लोग नीचे सोते हैं।
Rinku recalled it as something that happened 4 or 5 years back. She used to work as a domestic help in Maharani Bagh area in Delhi.
उस दिन आंटी भी चली गई बाहर और उनका बेटा भी थोड़ा पागल ही था। फिर मैं जब खाना बना रही हूँ ना, वो खाना वाना खिला दिया वो अंकल को, खाना वाना खिला के वो क्या करता, ऐसे 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 करता, पूरे कपड़े उतार लिया था उसने। हाँ, और फिर अंडरवियर खाली पहना था, मुझे कह रहा है जो मुझे आके सुला दे, इतना वो लग रहा था मेरे को, डर के मारे मैं एक कमरे में जाके बंद हो गई।
उस घर में
हाँ, एक कमरे के अंदर मैं एक घंटा बंद रही।
Rinku had warning signs earlier, but she kept ignoring them. This time, she got seriously scared.
ऐसे से करता रहता था, अच्छा नहीं लगता था मुझे। अंकल थे, अच्छा नहीं लगता था मुझे। पता नहीं, मुझे नहीं अच्छा लगता था जो भी कुछ।
आपको अनसेफ फील होता था?
हाँ, अजीब सा लगता था मुझे। नहीं लगता था जो कि मुझे ये सब चीज, मुझे मेरे साथ ऐसा होना चाहिए, मुझे ऐसा नहीं लगता था। मुझे ऐसे मत करो आप।
If she does not want to go to the police, the avenues available to Rinku is to go to a local committee to lodge a complaint under the Prevention of Sexual Harassment or POSH Act. But what is POSH? Hi, I'm Sneha Richarya and this is the Suno India Show. In 2013, Indian law codified workplace protection for working women both in the formal and informal sectors under the POSH Act, which is also called Sexual Harassment of Women at Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act of 2013. The law mandates companies with 10 or more employees to set up internal committees for dealing with sexual harassment complaints. The idea is to provide a quicker way to address such issues compared to lengthy legal processes. In circumstances where there are fewer employees or in case the harassment takes place with a person employed in the informal sector, the law mandates the districts to establish local committees with whom any aggrieved woman can register a complaint. But despite being seen as an essential step, the POSH Act has not fully delivered on its promises for most working women in the informal sector. A report of Human Rights Watch, I'll add a reference here, it says that India has failed 94% of its women who work in the informal sector. This includes women who work as domestic help, who work at the farmlands, construction workers and other informal jobs. Rinku was one of the many domestic workers I had met in the Taimur Nagar area of Delhi. Around 7 to 8 women sat with me to share their experiences of being harassed and feeling violated at the workplace.
फिर हम वो शाम में गई काम पे, उसको ना पैसे वैसे भी दिखाता था वो बहुत बार, उसको फिर कभी गिलास रखने के बहाने हाथ टच कर देना, तो वो पीछे पीछे हो जाती थी।
जब मैं आगे जा रही तब आप औरन बजा रहे, जब मैं पीछे फिर भी औरन बजा रहे हो। तो एक दिन हुआ, दो दिन हुआ, फिर मुझे बहुत गुस्सा आया, फिर मतलब कि मैं आपको रोज देख रही हूँ ऐसे करते करते। फिर उसने क्या किया, उसने ना मेरे पैर पे गाड़ी चढ़ा दी थी।
वो बुड्ढा तो काफी दिन से उसे ना टॉर्चर करता था मेरी फ्रेंड को।
कैसा टॉर्चर?
कमर पकड़ लेता था।
क्यों काम वाम कर रहे हो, छोड़ दो काम वाम, बैठो यार, गप्पे सप्पे लड़ाते हैं। अरे यार इनको छोड़ो यार, बैठते हैं, कुछ मंगाऊं क्या खाने वाने के लिए, एक ये जो बातें हैं ना अलग सी हो जाती है।
None of these cases ever got to the local committee. In many cases of workplace harassment, the affected woman either does not know about the rules in the POSH Act or doesn't want to pursue the matter. Most women I talk to have faced workplace harassment more than once. However, they chose to handle it on their own by confronting the harasser or in some cases even resorting to physical confrontation if the harasser is a co-worker. In situations, however, where the harasser is the employer or someone who's in power, many opted to stay silent. I asked Rinku and other women why they stay silent and this is what they said.
ये छोटी मोटी बातों को ना इशू बनाना से फायदा नहीं है,
छोड़ दो, ये
तुम्हारी बदनामी होगी, तुम्हारी बदनामी होगी, क्यों? तुम औरत जात हो, अब तुम अपनी बातों को लेके आगे जाओगी, बातें वहाँ केस वेस करोगी,
सब में फैलेगा,
तो सब में फैलेगा, लोग तुम्हें किस नजरिया से देखेंगे, तुम्हारे मोहल्ले लोग कैसे देखेंगे, बाकी लोग क्या सोचेंगे,
फिर तुम्हें कोई और काम,
तुम्हें और कोई काम भी नहीं मिलेगा,
नहीं मिलेगा, आपका नाम खराब हो जाएगा,
यहाँ पे पता चल जाएगा जो क्या कहते हैं तुम्हारा कैरेक्टर क्या है, और तुम कोई जरूर वो ये थोड़ी कहेगा जो कि उसने तुम्हें कुछ किया है, ये भी तो कोई कहेगा जो कि तुम्हें ना उसको उकसाया होगा या इस तरह की बातें बोल बोल।
Women in the informal sector face financial difficulties, making them choose income over addressing sexual harassment. The stigma, fear of retaliation from employers and families, and a complex legal process making reporting and dealing with the consequences even more challenging. The law places the onus of filing a complaint on the woman. In case of an informal sector worker, the aggrieved woman has to file a complaint soon after the incident to the local complaints committee. The complaint should be made within 3 months of the last incident. This can be extended to another 3 months only if the committee is satisfied with the circumstances which prevented the woman from filing a complaint sooner. The law mandates that the complaint has to be filed in writing. The victim is supposed to file 6 copies of the written complaint with supporting documents, including the names and addresses of the witnesses. If the victim is unable to file a complaint, if she is sick or mentally disturbed, for instance, a legal heir or such other person can file a complaint on her behalf. The members of the local complaints committee can also assist her in writing a complaint. The law doesn't allow both parties, the complainant and the respondent, to bring a legal representative to the official hearing. It means that the woman is expected to undergo the ordeal of complaining and sitting before the committee on her own. This is Abhimanyu Tiwari, a Delhi-based lawyer.
In the Sexual Harassment of Women at the Workplace Act of 2013, they've also said that the victim cannot be represented by a legal counsel, which has massive consequences. What people don't understand is that this is still an act of parliament. So everything done under this act has a degree of sanctity to it. Now, if a lawyer is not present, then you lose a fair number of your rights. For example, I'll give you an example. Cross-examination of the victim is not prohibited under the act. Now, we discussed Section 146 of the Indian Evidence Act, which gives a fair number of protection to the victim of a sexual offense, and as in which questions can be asked of her, whether her morality or whether her background or whether her past actions can be brought up during cross-examination. You know, the quintessential she was asking for it defense. Now, if a lawyer is not present, a normal victim will not understand or even know about the protections that exist for her.
But these issues begin to exist only once the aggrieved woman reaches the local committee, which in most cases does not happen. I spoke to Lakshmi Krishnan, who is a local committee member from the Central District in New Delhi. She says that there is not even a designated place to sit for an LC in her area of work.
See, basically what it is, the LC is a new concept. People are not aware. Even the role of LC is not very well defined. See, what we also expect that the LC should be given proper infrastructure, should be having a proper entity, and they should be functioning independently so that the larger people will benefit and the norms and everything can be followed. But now what is happening is because there is the danda, you know, every organization, every district has to have an LC. Haphazardly, LCs are being formed and there is no designated place for them to sit. People know it is in the DM office. But where? Where is the office for the LC? So there are certain gray areas which needs to be looked into. And that is more important because the LC needs to be first recognized before we are able to give justice to the people who come. The person comes looking for an LC. People in the office also, they don't know. But these are the bare realities which we are facing.
When I spoke to other people, they were saying that I don't think that domestic workers, anybody has ever gone to any LC at all. So like there, the conversation is there. I mean, I don't know how to go further about this.
Yeah, see, actually, there is nothing that you can do much about, you know, and even if domestic help, they go to LC, the case needs to be transferred to the police station within 1 week. So actually, the role of LC is very, very limited. But the DM office may be very far for the domestic help. So coming, lodging a complaint, and then we transferring the case to a police station doesn't actually make sense. Rather, she can go directly to the police and register a case against the person, you know, that actually makes sense.
Is there any coordination from the local authorities that happens? Or is it just you trying to do something and there is, you know, back and forth happening? Is there any coordination happening?
Nothing. There is no coordination. That's what I told you. If a complaint comes through the she box, because that is the media from where we are getting complaints. People have not come directly to us. So it is only through the she box. And the complaint that I have heard last year was very vague. It came from one organization, anonymous, this thing with different names. So that didn't actually work out.
Under the POSH Act, SheBox, or the Sexual Harassment Electronic Box, is an online complaint management system for registering complaints related to sexual harassment at workplace by women, including government and private employees. But it doesn't look like it is meant for an informal sector worker because the form does not allow switching to Hindi or any other regional language. Should it be assumed that in the past 1 year that when you have been in office, you have received no complaint from any domestic worker at all?
No. I can be this thing sure that we have not received from any domestic.
The Human Rights Watch report said that the government has not published any data or information on the functioning of the effectiveness of local committees that are responsible for dealing with sexual harassment complaints in the informal sector. A 2018 report by the Martha Farrell Foundation evaluating 655 districts in India over this very stipulation of the POSH Act found that a majority of districts had failed to set up these committees, with only 29% of the districts surveyed responded that they had done so. I spoke to Preeta Jha, previously a lawyer. She's currently running an organization called Peace and Equality Cell in Gujarat, which works on access to justice. She's an internal committee member on various educational institutions.
This is a big, big gap, right, in our knowledge, information as to what's happening in the local committee sector.
You know, we always come across this question, which is, you know, what constitutes a workplace? But why is this discussion not happening in the informal spaces?
Well, if you think about the informal sector, people working in the informal sector may not have one, but many employers, right? So, like, for example, if I'm selling some thing that I stitch and I give it to various people, or if I'm a construction site worker, I may be employed for 2 months by X and then by Y, right? So, you know, it's about fixing responsibility, duty in normal employment places and also in the informal sector to put up notices saying these are the people who are members of the committees. Because if I'm suffering sexual harassment, even if it's a normal employment place where there are more than 10 employees, I need to know who to complain to, where to go. But all of this, who knows, you know? Who knows where to go? In a village, there are also supposed to be people at taluka level and block level. But who is making sure there are people? And who is telling the people who can complain that this exists?
When I spoke to women on the ground, they told me about incidents that moved them, but not enough to take the matter forward.
Preeta tells me that education on what exactly constitutes sexual harassment is very important.
What is sexual harassment? And that's, I think, very important, not just for women, but for men also, right? I think it's very important to do this work with men because, you know, we have a culture in which nobody talks about these things, right? Nobody. So, you know, I work on child sexual abuse and around 17, 18, that kind of age group, there is a lot of consensual in inverted commas relationships going on, right? There's adolescent sexuality and all of this, which can easily spill into sexual harassment cases as well. But nobody talks about consent, which is, you see, consent is a very important concept for us to talk about. Because if you have consent in anything, then it's legal, right? It's not sexual harassment. It's a relationship. As soon as you don't have consent, it's sexual harassment. So I'll tell you about one of my experiences. I was doing some training with the admin workers and security guard people of SEPT University. And I was very nervous because, you know, I'm not as comfortable speaking in Hindi as I'm in English. And I thought, well, they're going to think, kya waste of time, kya hum logon ko iski kya zarurat hai. And I was really surprised because these people who were the security guard and, you know, admin workers came to me and said, you need to come in our society and give this training because it's only because we're lucky enough to be members of SEP that we got this training. It's actually needed in, you know, in the societies and everywhere else. So working class people largely don't have access to these trainings as well, which is what, you know, is the problem with the local committee and the domestic workers and everybody else who most needs this training, women and men, right, have not got this training. And, you know, particularly when we talk about admin workers, Mali security guards, you know, I have a big concern that we need to tell them about the law.
This also makes me think about, you know, everything comes down to formalization in a way, you know, that we don't know how many domestic workers are working or, for example, any informal workers are working where, employed with who. Nowadays, I've heard that they've started taking Aadhaar cards and they started doing police verification, but that too for their own safety, you know, the employees, but not for bringing any benefit to the workers, essentially. So to what degree do you think that is important and how is there a way to, you know, go through that?
I think it's extremely important because, as I said, majority of the women are working in the informal sector, right? They're part-time employees, they're domestic workers, or they're doing informal work. So I think it's very important for us to see if the local committee is being implemented or not. How is it working? The only way, you know, this information should be published on the website of the state, but just do some research, it's not. You have to do RTIs and all of this. From what I understand from the information about Ahmedabad, I was very surprised to find out that in the last 5 years, there were 1 or 2 cases in Ahmedabad. I mean, imagine. It clearly shows something is not working in the system. And this is the other thing. A lot of institutions and people, they deal with cases informally because they think it's bad. It will look bad on the institution if they show there are cases. It's actually the opposite. We know sexual harassment is happening in society. If you show that there are cases and you dealt with it, it shows that you have the mechanism and it's working. I get very suspicious when I see that no cases have ever happened. Then you're not part of society. You're, you know, tum kisi swarg mein reh rahe ho, tumhare yahan kuch ho hi nahi raha hai. That's not reality.
Preeta tells me that addressing important matters like sexual harassment are frequently assigned as unpaid tasks. For local committee members, it's a secondary role. It is taken on by individuals who already have a primary job, particularly in government roles.
Have they been selected because they are gender sensitive, because they know about this law, but they believe in this law, or it's because there's nobody else there and they are kind of reluctant people who have to function as members of this committee?
The law also mandates the forwarding of the complaint to the police station in 7 days, right? So then it goes the usual way. And this is what when I spoke to the LC members, they say that this also makes us feel powerless. So then what are we for in the middle? They can just directly go to the police.
I mean, I think again, there needs to be clarity and awareness. One is a civil law and one is a criminal law, right? If you really want to send somebody to jail, you should pursue the criminal law, which might take a lot of time and, you know, going to court and you know what the criminal procedure is. If you want a solution at the workplace, then you need to go to the civil law. And it depends on the seriousness of things. I think it's important for us as citizens to think, okay, how serious is this thing, which will decide whether I go and pursue a civil remedy as opposed to a criminal remedy. Most of our energy should not be taken up with police and criminal offenses and reporting the offense. The idea is to create a gender equal workplace where women feel comfortable. You know, it's our right to work that is the center of this law. And if we're being harassed and if we're being treated unequally, if we're being discriminated, it's not a place where we are comfortable. I think a lot more work to be done with men and boys. That's where I see the solutions, where they don't do this. They understand the behavior is incorrect and it's illegal and it can get them in very deep trouble. But just that it's also not right, not just about being able to, you know, get a criminal offense against you or getting a complaint to the employer. I think most importantly in our homes, in our schools, wherever the men and boys are being brought up, they understand that this behavior is absolutely not acceptable.
Tinku says that she knows about good and bad touch, no matter whether a man does it or a woman. This is Nandita Pradhan of the Martha Viral Foundation.
We feel that they know it is sexual harassment, but they don't know, that they can report it, right? And at the same time, if they do know that they can report it, they don't know where to report it. And if they do know where to report it, the structure is too physically far away from them. So so informal workers, domestic workers, they work multiple shifts during the day and every hour is paid, right? Every hour is money lost if they're not working. So in Gurgaon itself, if you see, or in Delhi, or, you know, in UP, we work, you know, with bricklaying workers, going into the city to file a complaint of sexual harassment district collector's office. That's like, it's just not going to be feasible. That's not going to happen.
For the past 3 years, Rinku and other women in Taimur Nagar have been a part of the Martha Farrell Foundation's campaign on sexual harassment and informal workspaces. Her work and participation in work around labor has taken her to other cities like Chennai, etc. She says that it has made her feel good about herself.
पार का जब देख रही हूँ माहौल, जब मुझे समझ में आ रहा है जो कि नहीं अपने हिसाब से चलो भैया, किसी के हिसाब से मत चलो. अब तो मैं अपने हस्बैंड के हिसाब से भी नहीं चलती.
अच्छा.
हाँ, अब मैं कहीं जाती हूँ तो मैं उनको पूछती नहीं हूँ, मैं सिर्फ उनको बताती हूँ.